Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, where the mountains are high, the facts are solid, and the humor is, well, just barely contained. Today, we've got your updates on school facility improvements, big wins in sustainable transportation, road closures you actually need to know about, and yes, a reminder that camping rules exist for a reason. But before we scoop into it, a big thank you to our sponsor, Great Basin Bakery, where everything's baked fresh, just like your opinions in the comments section. Oh, and in any case, you didn't know, today is National Strawberry Sunday Day. So treat yourself to something sweet, preferably with whipped cream and zero regrets. Not unlike my three ex-wives. And hey, while you're here, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, give us a like, follow Eastern Sierra Now on all the socials, and tell your neighbor, who still thinks Facebook is the internet. Let's get into it. The Inyo County Office of Education has just filled its new Director of Facilities position, bringing fresh upgrades at Bishop Unified, Owens Valley Unified, and Lone Pine Unified Schools. The hire comes after voters approved bond measure last November by comfortable margins, 62% to 65%, to fund everything from roof replacements and heating AC repairs to classroom and restroom renovations, and possibly new campus sites. Instead of each district hiring separately, ICOE and the three superintendents opted for a unified approach, a single director to manage all projects and streamline efforts. That person is Kristen Lovin, a local Bishop High grad and former Caltrans District 9 facilities manager. With her training from the Cash Academy and experience in project management, superintendents say she's the right fit to bring critical school improvements to students and staff. Lovin started June 1st. California's Caltrans just awarded $26.5 million in sustainable transportation planning grants supporting 65 projects across the state. Here in District 9, that includes the Bishop Paiute Tribe receiving $600,000 to craft a two-and-a-half-year sustainable transportation plan, boosting walking, biking, and multimodal access. That's a good word. Inyo County Local Transportation Commission with $197,000 to map and fortify evacuation routes over the next 5 years, and the town of Mammoth Lake securing $199,000 to develop a climate adaptation plan that includes transportation, infrastructure resilience, and greenhouse gas reduction goals. These grants, fueled by state and federal funds, including Governor Newsom's Clean Transportation Package and SB1 road funding, aim to strengthen climate resilience, safety, pollution reduction, and disaster preparedness. You ready for a mouthwatering moment? Welcome to Great Basin Bakery, where bread is baked fresh daily and every bite tastes like home. Their sourdough baguettes, multigrain, and French loaves come straight from their ovens every single morning. Craving breakfast? Their bagels and breakfast sandwiches? Oh man, I'm a fan of a pizza bagel. It's my favorite thing. I know. Think Mount Tom turkey or Italian veggie sandwiches. They're prepped fresh and ready to go. Order by 10:30 to beat the rush. Sweet tooth calling? Choose from homemade cookies like cowgirl, lemon, gluten-free chocolate chip, or pies from cherry to strawberry, rhubarb, sandwiches, soups, and salads. Yep, they've got all that too. Perfect for lunch on the go. Great Basin Bakery, freshly baked, community loved. Swing by for your loaf, your lunch, or little baked love, because at Great Basin Bakery, every bite matters. Remember, there's two locations, one in town, one in the Rite Aid Shopping Center. I guess it's not Rite Aid Shopping Center anymore. Outside of town shopping center. In the latest LADWP newsletter for the Eastern Sierra, here are some updates worth camping on, or camping in, I suppose. Just a reminder, no campfires or camping are allowed on LADWP-managed land except in developed campsites. If you're on Inyo National Forest land, you'll need a permit, and feel free to light up only in established fire rings. LADWP also highlights its ongoing support for regional training programs. The Bishop facility remains a key site for staff development and regional preparedness. Lastly, a heads up, Owens Gorge Road is closed through November 30th, 2025, while upgrades to the dam proceed. It's advisable to adjust travel or hiking plans accordingly. For more information on the LADWP newsletter and local updates, please visit easternsierranow.com. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Let's take a look at this week's road work across the Eastern Sierra. Here's what to know before you go. Starting with Inyo County in Bishop, expect lane closures and slower speeds near Barlow Lane to CV Lane for ADA upgrades. One lane stays open each way. US 395 in Big Pine has sidewalk and drainage work. Tell me about it. Watch for flaggers and a reduced 25 mile per hour speed zone. The Division Creek rest area north of Independence will close intermittently through Wednesday for a traffic census. In Mono County near Bridgeport, one-way traffic controls Monday for pole replacements, up to 10-minute delays. State Route 203 near Mammoth Mountain has shoulder work all week. Expect delays up to 15 minutes. US 395 at McGee Creek sees utility work Thursday. Brief delays expected. Ongoing projects include the Alancha-Cartago four-lane project with intermittent closures. Expect shoulder and lane closures on US 395 near Bishop, Tom's Place, and Sonora Junction for pavement, census, and rehab work. And tree trimming continues between Mammoth and Crestview. Median closures may cause brief slowdowns. As a reminder, drive cautiously in cone zones, watch for flaggers, and expect 5 to 20 minute delays in work areas. And as always, check Quick Map for real-time updates before hitting the road. That's your Eastern Sierra Travel and Traffic Report. Stay safe, and we'll keep you rolling. For more information on local traffic, be sure to check out the Caltrans Advisory on EasternSierraNow.com. On to local events for the week. Bishop Youth Football is starting up today at the Home Street Middle School field. And remember, reach out to us with your game schedules and everything that you want us to report on, because we need some sports happening. It's the summer. This is awesome. If you're a coach or you're a parent watching this, give that to the coach, please. Depending on the age group, it's beginning at 5 or 5:30 p.m. The Mammoth High School Booster Club is also meeting tonight at 5:30 p.m. Open Mic Monday is continuing tonight at Distant Brewing starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Monday Arts Council is holding a hand-building ceramics class focusing on coiling beginning at 5:30 p.m. Also tomorrow, Mammoth Brewing is hosting their weekly trivia contest beginning at 6:30 p.m. Lastly, a lemonade fundraiser will be held at the Rainbow Preschool on Home Street on Wednesday and Thursday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. to support the Gilpin family and Jamie's fight against leukemia. Please get out there and support that. That's a really great cause. Show up, enjoy some lemonade, and support a great cause. I just said that. As always, you can learn more about local events taking place near you at EasternSierraNow.com/events, or just download the mobile app. You know you want to. Only sexy people do that.
The magic of Northern Inyo is we're a small town hospital with a really close-knit community, and we want you to feel like that. When you walk in our doors, like the emergency department, we know you're scared, we know you're in pain, and we want you to feel comforted instantly. But at the same time, you're going to be met with state-of-the-art care. You're going to be met with dynamic and changing protocols and policies and equipment and techniques to be able to take care of you. And that's the work that goes on behind the scenes. We don't necessarily want the patient or need the patient to know about all the fancy new equipment and software that we're using, but it's there in the background and it's supporting awesome care that you're gonna see. If our patients feel like they're being heard, they can build a relationship with our physicians, then they're gonna trust in the healthcare system.
All right, here's your Mammoth Mountain bike update. With over 30 trails now open across all skill levels, it's shaping up to be a prime season for shredding. Newcomers can enjoy trails like the Beach Cruiser, Paper Route, Breakthrough, and the Lakes Trails, while pros can enjoy trails like Chainsmoke, Velocity, DH, and Follow Me. maybe start your day out slowly before moving on to the more extreme trails. Helmets are required, protective gear is recommended, and always know your ability level and check trail etiquette. Additionally, flaggers, signs, and altitude can impact conditions. That's the latest for Mammoth Mountain Bike Park, over 30 trails terrain for every passion level, top tier rentals, and expert coaching to match. You ready to hit the dirt? Moving on, this weather update is brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, your go-to for strikes and sizzles. Let's dive into the skies over Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Starting off in Bishop, another scorcher rolling in today. Think sizzling streets and sunscreen season. Expect a top of 98 with a brisk breeze in the afternoon to keep the dust off your sunglasses. Tomorrow, crank it up to 99. Now that's peak heat performance. Clear skies, cooling slightly to 53 at night. On Wednesday, we're flirting with 101. So yes, it's hot. Yes, it's real. And yes, fans are your best friend tonight. Over in Mammoth, sunny skies dominate today. High of 77, but wind might join the party after lunch. Mid-morning of 42. Ideally, a coffee-worthy chill. Expect a slight increase to 78 tomorrow, with winds expected again. Overnight lows hover near 44. So pack a jacket for dawn patrols or lakeside strolls, and on Wednesday, it makes the sunshine and breezy flare. Imagine a model runway for clouds. Highs stay at 77, but the morning low could dip to 39, so gloves make sense before sunrise. That's your three-day forecast for the high desert and high country, brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Whether you're cooling off with a strike or toasty side of fries, they've got your appetite covered, while you stay cool in the heat. Or warm in the chill. Either way, stay weather-wise and roll on. That's it for this edition of Eastern Sierra Now. We've covered school staffing, smart planning, hot pavement, and cooler mountain rides. Thanks again to Great Basin Bakery for fueling our news with carbs and kindness. Whether it's sourdough sandwiches or the best cookie in Bishop, they've got your cravings covered. And remember, it's Strawberry Sunday Day, which is basically nature's way of saying you deserve a little joy. Hit that subscribe button, follow us on social media, and keep your eyes peeled. Because out here, the stories are local, the scenery is epic, and the news is always worth the watch. See you next time.